stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
An enslaved mind at a time, but we are the victims of extreme censorship and shadow banning on all of our outlets. Despite that, our podcast doing surprisingly well, top one half of 1% of listen notes comparing 3 million podcasts. But we probably are doing a lot more than that. And I would just want to remind everybody, Sarah Westall has a censorship conference coming up. You can search engine that, WESTALL, Sarah Westall. And I got to tell you, folks, censorship is across the board now. It's happening everywhere. Cancel culture is the outgrowth of censorship. And so you're really going to want to be in tune with this issue. We're going to be talking about something that the globalists would love to censor. And we've got Doug Thornton here. So you're obviously listening to another edition of the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're following up on some of the things we talked about with regard to our interview with China, Russia, communist military expert Jeff Nyquist. And we're going to talk about various issues, and we'll drift away from that too, because Doug's come up with some really interesting news tidbits that we're going to hit. But we want to spend some time talking about how the Civil War will start in America. And I think with Doug and I, this is probably going to be a point-counterpoint analysis and a debate. So we're going to hit that pretty hard. And before we go to Doug, though, let's take care of some business here. The food supply access is beginning to set the stage for extreme shortages, whether it's derailments going on, toxic waste being spread through the air and contaminating our crops, or whether it's the buying up of our farmland by nefarious interests such as China and Bill Gates, and the same really, or whether we have problem with the volume of production because the food supply lines are compromised. But Biden's clearly moving to take total control of food. And when he does, game over. Game over, folks. You better have that food in your house or you're not going to be able to access. And you'll be one of the people in the streets that the authorities will have to contend with. So let's head all that off right now. My Patriot Supply, best storable food out there, 2,000 calories per day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 25-year shelf life, and they have great sales available right now. All you have to do to see them is go to foodwithdave.com, but I'm imploring you. This is the number one priority and imperative, foodwithdave.com. The number two is water filtration. And you say, well, what do you mean water filtration? What can filter out bad stuff that's in your water? But you're going to have to be in a position in all likelihood when we go to war, the grid will come down. That's predictable. And then you'll have to scavenge for your water. Well, do you have good water filtration? Most of you are answering, no, I don't. Well, we're going to give you an opportunity to get the number one water filtration system in America. This device is absolutely fantastic. It ranks number one. We published the research at waterwithdave.com. There's a great sale involved, and we recommend you get more than one because things get lost, broken, and stolen. So go to waterwithdave.com and protect yourself there. So you've got the two primary ingredients you need to survive. Food, foodwithdave.com, water, filtration, so you can drink when the grid's down and you're not getting water out of the tap. waterwithdave.com. So I hope that you take advantage of this. And then one more item. If we're going to suffer, shall we suffer in silence? I'm going, what do you mean by that? Mike Lindell, who's a great patriot, suffered tremendous damage at the hands of the globalists for daring to challenge elections, and they censor him everywhere he turns around. But Mike Lindell has taken his products and made it available to our listeners, 2-for-1 sale, half off in some cases even more. And to see the inventory that's available with all his popular products, go to mypillow.com/Hodges coupon code Hodges for your discounts. That's mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And that takes care of the sponsors for this particular edition of the Doug and Dave Intel Report, brought to you on the CommonSenseShow.com radio network. And Doug, point, counterpoint on this first issue, and then we can go with some of the news items you sent me this morning, which are really compelling to talk about. But yeah, we heard Jeff say that China wants to push America into a civil war. I completely 100% agree with him. I think you do too.
Absolutely. So
what's the nexus going to be for this? How do you see this civil war coming, starting, and growing to the point of weakening America, where we're vulnerable for invasion from Russia and China?
Well, I think to start off, we have to name the players of what's going to be happening in America. Obviously, you have BLM, Antifa, and all the left-wing extremist groups. But you're also going to have new groups that are going to pop up. There, I believe there is coming a super socialist majority political movement in America that will rival the Democratic Party and also rival the Republican Party. And I believe that might actually be the party that the governor of California will end up running with. Mm. That's a major prediction, but I bet it happens before the end of 2024. So this is what I see coming. And I say this because I'm seeing tricklings of information from Russia and China that is exposing bad things that America's doing. Instead of always America exposing what China and Russia is doing, now both of them have teamed up. And now with today's Red Pill Nation and with a whole new group of society with the ability to get onto, you know, social media and to converse about this, I believe we're about to see a firestorm in America. Pray that Doug is wrong. I'm telling you right now, pray that I am wrong. But I am analyzing data that's coming in, and this is a presumptuous thesis of mine. But I think China and Russia are going to bring forth evidence of USA's black site torture areas that are all around the world. They're going to explode. They're going to expose false flags like 9/11. Recently, an article came out from the Russia Times that two of the 9/11 hijackers were recruited by Langley of the CIA, yes, CIA headquarters. And that hasn't caught yet, but it will. They're going to reveal the spying that's happening today. The president of Mexico said, and we'll play the audio here afterwards, and I'll read it. But he said that they're about to have a huge national security meeting with their defense security and their Navy, and they are going to discuss security matters, because it has been made aware that the Pentagon is openly spying on them along with the DEA.
Now, this is what is this. Let me interrupt you for just a second. This isn't just China. This is Mexico. You saw that with AMLO. Yeah. I've got a call in to say I'm on. He's my Latin American expert. He told me he had a huge breaking story he's been trying to reach me on. I think this is what it is. You know, let me just mention one thing. Pushing Mexico away, which we've done, because they've gone to gold-backed and they're going to join with Russia and China. This is huge. It's a defensive problem for military defense, but it's a huge economic problem. So I just wanted to interject that. Go ahead and continue with this.
Well, about, if I'm correct when I say this, about $5 billion worth of produce comes across the border. It's either a day or a week. I think it's a week. So, yeah, that's a huge problem, right? For all you people who like avocados, you can kiss that one goodbye, which is me. So here's some more things. We have the spying. Now, the Mexican president coming out with an official statement saying that is huge, huge news. I bet you child trafficking is going to be exposed by Russia and China, and it's going to be linked to the Biden family, which will also be linked to other Republicans and other Democrats. But I guarantee you, because we know for a fact, Dave, that the Bidens went to Russia and China for his pedophile fun times. You don't think they didn't film you, Hunter? You don't think they didn't record it, Hunter? And now you're not doing what they want. What do you think they'll do with it? That's going to come out. Embezzlement. There's going to be a huge bust on embezzlement from American politicians, not just lobbyists, but American politicians who have been stealing mineral rights, stealing funds, holding other nations hostage, more or less, with our military threat over them if they do not give us their natural resources or if they do not use the petrodollar. And Saudi Arabia just became the main front runner for it. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia said, up yours to Joe Biden on using the petrodollar. And Joe Biden threatened him. Joe Biden threatened, we'll take away your military then, all your military protection. He said, that's fine, because we're going with China. And then, damn it, while we're all worried about Donald Trump being arrested, the Chinese go in and make an agreement between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And now we'll be providing, along with Russia, military assistance. There goes a huge chunk of our oil, because Biden's not going to apparently let us drill for oil here. We have to buy oil from Russia and from all these other countries like Saudi Arabia. Well, that's gone. Oh, and by the way, Iran and Venezuela said that they're not going to help us out with that either, with no oil. So strategically, right now, America buys oil from Russia, the nation that they're waging a proxy war with and want to invade. And don't worry, that invasion part's coming. Next. All this, I believe, will cause wide-scale protests. I think you're going to have a lot of different media outlets, both on the left and the right, who are going to, I'm telling you, it's going to be a firestorm. And people are going to panic. People are going to start coming out with vitriol like you've never seen. It's going to divide the politics even harder. And I'm not even talking about anything coming out against Trump. I'm leaving that completely out. I'm talking about stuff that is data related, right? Not opinion related. This is data related, things that I've got. And I believe that before the end of 2023, maybe even in 2024, that the Chinese, with the BRICS nations, are going to officially challenge the United States petrodollar as the number one form of currency from the International Monetary Fund. And I believe they're going to defeat the U.S. dollar. The Chinese, over the last 10 years, have been buying every bit of gold from Iran. Do we all remember the Strait of Hormuz? When Iran could not send anything, well, they were sending pallets of gold for food. So where do you think those pallets of gold went? Pallets of gold, ladies and gentlemen. Tons and tons of gold. Let alone your Fort Knox, your economy right now, and those advisors in charge of it, will not disclose to precious metal buyers, to the precious metal industry, just how much they actually have in Fort Knox. So we don't even know how much gold or silver we have. And the last time I was able to pull up a congressional hearing about this. It was actually during the 2020 riots, Dave. It was around the same time frame as 9/11, whenever was it David Rumsfeld who was in Congress saying that the Pentagon lost $2 trillion and then magically the next day planes fly into buildings. It was around that same time frame that the head of the Fed in Fort Knox were being grilled by Congress, and they said, "We don't know how much gold is left." And then quickly it moved on to another question. I'll try and find that audio if it's still on YouTube. Half the stuff I used to be able to save on YouTube, like some really outstanding, just crazy, horrific things that James Comey have said in intelligence briefings that was on YouTube, that's all gone. It's all scrubbed. So you unfortunately have to take guys like us word for it. Believe it or not, I could pull out dozens of DHS agents that I know, because we all during 2018 listened to the same briefing with James Comey when he said that there are black budget projects that I think, if I'm correct, not only do the does nobody have access to them within the intelligence community or within the intelligence committee, of Congress, but its budget is in the trillion. All right. That's more than almost what 90% of the world's GDP for every other country. Okay. This is serious power, right? So you're going to have a lot of protests. A lot of this stuff is going to start just being dumped on the internet. It's going to be WikiLeaks every month. They're not going to be able to control it. You're going to have people coming left and right, coming out against the government. And I believe it's going to cause a national emergency within the country.
How will it manifest, in your opinion?
Well, this is with all this firestorm of data that's going to be dumped by Russia and China and their affiliates, North Korea, Iran, so on, Mexico. They're going to go to the United Nations in New York and they're going to present it. I guarantee you. Or they'll be at the United Nations meetings that are there in Europe and they're going to present it. And there'll be no doubt of what they're presenting because so many nations are going to be signed on to the bill that the U.S. is the number one threat in the world to world safety. This is all part of the New World Order. Mm-hmm. So I think with all that, the madness that will cause, and then the big one is the dollar being devalued by the yuan. When your dollar gets devalued by the yuan, the way I was told about 7 years ago was that when our dollar gets devalued, we're going to be like almost automatically dropped into like number 13 GDP for the world. That means your dollar is going to be worth like a nickel or a quarter. And that means all the money you have in your bank is not going to be equitable anymore to pay your mortgage. So mortgages are going to fail. Banks are going to close. There's going to be a huge run on the banks, huge run on ATM. And all of this lines perfectly with the complete bankruptcy and collapse of our economy. And then the staging, this is foreshadowing, staging of the new digital currency. Now, China, along with Russia has the biggest timber rights in the world. And probably some of the biggest oil deposits in the world that is accessible and also not tapped. China, with the Belt and Road Initiative, has a similar method of understanding with other countries. But what they have even more so is the ability to say that they have gold, silver, platinum, palladium, iridium, all underground in the mines. And from the Belt and Road Initiative, they're claiming that as theirs, especially if that country is tied to the BRICS nation. It'll get thrown into that pot, and it'll only triple and quadruple the amount that the yuan will be. And then the U.S. dollar is going to sit there with nothing but the threat of the U.S. military to back it. Because we're not drilling oil. We're not exporting anything. We import everything. So what is it that we actually have that keeps the dollar going? Pay with petrol dollar or we'll come and kick your ass. That's about all it is. That's going to go away. Because now is the worst time in U.S. history, modern U.S. history, for our government. Now is also the weakest U.S. military since prior World War I. The Navy just lowered standards on body fat percentage so that they can get fresh sailors in. We have half of our fleet in dry docks still that are being having to be retrofitted, maintenance done on it, missing parts. All of your steel's made in China, not here in America.
How to kill all mosquitoes.
Yeah. So, you know, all this stuff is going on. It's all going to add up.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Yeah, I know. Key point. Amazing, isn't it? I was just going to say this, too. Did you see this morning that China sanctioned the supplying of raw materials and supportive technology to Raytheon and Lockheed? Huh. They're crippling our defense industry with sanctions.
Yep. That's not supposed to happen. Dave, that's not supposed to happen.
I know.
As someone who was at one point in time, I guess you could say a member of the military-industrial complex, that is not how that's supposed to happen. Look, we either hold the title as the most powerful nation in the world, which is something that we can control. Like Henry Kissinger said, it can be deathly ill to be one of our friends, because if you betray us, we're going to come kill you for it. Well, now that's being turned on us. The stuff, I guarantee you, the stuff from Gaddafi in Libya, that's going to be brought out. With everyone wanting to go gold back, Syria wants to go to the dinar, Iraq wanted to go to the dinar. You had Libya that wanted to go to the dinar. Well, China owns all that now, and Russia owns the other part. So there will be no dinar. All those assets are going to go to the BRICS nations' money, whatever that ends up being. It may not be the yuan. I mean, that's just kind of where I think all of us say is like, yeah, we don't know what it is, but we'll say yuan for right now. But let's just say, you know, the BRICS nation's dollar, everything is going to be thrown into that basket. All your assets will be liquidated by the U.S. government in order to cover debts, in order to pay for government functions, in order to keep the government open. They're going to have to start liquidating assets. They're going to come after every bit of fund that there is. They're going to come after the Wall Streets. They're going to come after CBD funds. They're going to come after, you know, Roth IRAs. I'm telling you, anything that they can get, they will get. If anything, I was looking back into history. Obviously, most of you know that's kind of my thing. And it was pre-World War II. 1920s, I think, 1930s, Great Depression era, when they made having precious metal illegal. Recall that?
1932, FDR.
Yeah. Yeah, couldn't have gold. They confiscated it.
Good luck doing that now.
Oh yeah. Hey, good luck. But don't think it's what's more dangerous, coming and taking people's gold and confiscating it, or coming and taking people's guns and confiscating it?
Guns would be worse to lose. Yeah.
So, and this is still the same government that wants those guns. And along with the Restrict Act, when they cannot control, this Pentagon leaker is just the beginning. Whether it was nefarious by the government or whether it was nefarious by that young kid, he should have never had access to what he had with the rank he had, even if he wasn't in the intelligence community. The stuff he had from the CIA should have never gotten out.
Yeah, I have something to say about that, too. Not only his rank in getting the stuff out, and then the unsophisticated posting it on would-be gaming sites that doesn't mix the sophistication of the crime. His lowly rank suggests that they tried to get other people to do it, and they refused. And this guy was just dumb enough to go along because he thought he was following orders. That's my position on this.
I think he's a patsy. I think a lot of people think
he's
a patsy. Look, for the whole document with the CIA, look, we have had special operations in Ukraine, assisting with the Ukrainian military since the beginning of all this, since before all this. Our advisors have always been there. Our advisors are all over the world, not just from the military, but from the CIA. That's why this was so detrimental, because the CIA uses quite a bit of contractors. They use quite a bit of different people from all over the place. They pay people to go and do stuff like this, and it's part of the black budget. What do you think happens when the black budget comes out? Do you not think someone out there has the real files on what happened to JFK? Do you not think that these other countries don't have the real files on what happened to the largest ecological disaster ever happened in America, or excuse me, in the world, with Nord Stream Pipeline 1 and 2? That is going to this the reason, and I've said this before, just kind of quietly to myself, but I think the reason why Putin is toned down, why China is kind of toned down, but the rhetoric is starting to get a little worse, is because they are building the case, gathering the evidence. And just like any good prosecutor, before you go to court, you better have everything possible so that the defense has nothing.
I agree. I agree with everything you're saying. I want to bring it back to causality for civil war, though. Early on, you mentioned about political parties, a new political party headed by communist dissidents that will out-attract the Republicans and the Democrats. I think it'll be a home for the Uniparty, personally. But how will this party, what will they do as a party to cause the country to de-evolve into civil war?
Well, I mean, you've already got quite a few people who are going to be on this party. The Squad, your Bernie Sanders and all their supporters, and more people will probably run for that, because people, when it's exposed that the rhinos and the left obviously have completely betrayed us, I think that will be the time when they flip the switch. And that will be the time when you see a Barack Obama come out like never before. What happens during times like this, and once again, we're talking about a communist revolution in America, a real, and not like the stuff that's happened prior. I'm talking about an actual revolution. You're going to see actual violence in the streets, not these kids LARPing, throwing a Molotov cocktail here and there. They'll all have guns. They'll all have guns. Law enforcement will back down in many different places because they'll be outgunned. And they will just start taking over streets. Does anyone pay attention to what happened in Chicago recently? Law enforcement backed down after hundreds of teenagers stormed the streets and started to vandalize places. What do you think happens when that starts to happen in every single city, every single night? It's going to turn into chaos. But you have been programmed from the media. You have been programmed from the movies and the TV shows, the Days of Rage, the Walking Dead, all the shows you and I have talked about, right? The Purge. People are going to be ready for that. And there's enough crazy, stupid people who are also paired up with the absolutely paranoid people that will most likely leave their businesses, go to their homes, and probably form their own little roving gangs to protect their neighborhoods. And it reminds me of what's happening in South Africa. I have a good friend of mine, family friend, who's in South Africa. And he has described to me what it's like when you literally have just one day, the entire city decides to set stuff on fire. And you just have to leave and hope your business didn't get caught on fire. And then what they do is in their own little suburbs, they literally had to build their suburbs into forts with armed security. And the men one night all had to gather all their guns and machetes and whatnot to just be able to patrol their own neighborhood because they got invaded by a group of, I think it was like 75 or to 100 other people, Afrikaners or whatever. And it quickly turned into a racial matter. It was a black versus white matter. I mean, let's not, you know, kick rocks down the road here. That's what it turned into. And so when you live in this state of fear all the time, and I've seen this in Iraq, when you live in this state of fear all the time, everything breaks down and then the criminal organizations explode. If they explode, you're eroding the trust in politics. You erode the resilience, reliance upon law enforcement. And then what are we going to do? Posse Comitatus, we're going to deploy the military here in the United States to try and take order? Or are we going to send everybody to Ukraine to go out there and to fight Russia? And then we'll send the other half over into the Pacific, into the islands. Because that's what the Marine Corps has been getting ready for. The Marine Corps is now doing island hopping trainings, has been for a couple of years. When we conduct trainings like this, that means the generals are getting ready to stage a defensive for offensive posture. They're ready for it in the Pacific. I think all the vehicles and all the equipment and all the crap that's been sent over there to Ukraine, and the reasons why it's not in Ukraine is because it's not meant for the Ukrainians. It's meant for us. So that when our guys get over there, and there's already a lot, there's like 70,000 over there. And when our guys get over there, and then we have our allies from Europe who will join with us, it's going to be one great big firefight. And that is when, most likely, Russia uses a nuke. The moment one nuke drops in this world, everything you and I have been saying that has been on the table is now being lifted up off the table and it's slamming back down on top of us. Anything can happen. Everything goes. That's pandemonium. But the thing is like, people are going to try and overanalyze this situation. And I know plenty of people will say that I'm paranoid and delusional, but this is my analysis of what I see coming. This is what I did. So if it goes this route, nobody's ready for it. Everybody's going to be hunkered down. The government goes straight underground like they've been staged to do and prepared to do and we've practiced doing. Continuity of government will happen. And most likely the war that will happen in Ukraine, Russia will be forced to use overwhelming firepower. And then Russia will be forced to take out our European command that's over there, I think, in Italy. They'll be forced to do it. They'll be forced to hit the American base in Germany. If Germany and France doesn't align with them, and I always put that on the table, they will probably align with them because not geopolitically, but resource-wise, it makes sense. If you don't feed your people and you don't give them food, fuel, and heat so that they don't, you know, starve or freeze to death in the winter, they're going to turn on you and they're going to Saddam Hussein you in the middle of the street. Or you're going to be drugged like Gaddafi. The French do it every couple hundred years, right? So I think that's a realization. I mean, tell me what European country hasn't been routinely rioting. Tell me what South American country hasn't been routinely rioting, protesting. They're having communist revolutions. Hell, look at Venezuela, right? The people in Cuba are starving. You know, the world is ripe. And I think very quickly comes the Reaper. And this is what I'm seeing happening. And I know that we're focusing here on America, but I had to lay out the full world stage. Because what you're going to see in America, it's going to be house to house, street to street, city versus city, block versus block, suburbs becoming their own towns. That is tribalism. That's how everything breaks down eventually. When I was in Iraq, the one area that we were in Karma, you had Fallujah, and then you had Karma Major, which was the city, Karma Minor, which was the farming industrial area that we were staged in. Our FOB was out there. And then you had various other places. There's another place called Halapsa. Haditha wasn't too far away. Haqlaniya wasn't far away. And all these different areas had different sheikhs, which is a tribal leader. And then each tribal leader has their own security protection group. And even though sometimes, you know, they would shake hands and agree upon things, these guys killed each other left and right all the time. It was like mafia bosses killing each other left and right. That's what we'll break down here. Because that's human nature. They find a strong man. People will come to the strong man for safety, security. They will establish a small government, either dictatorship or a republic style or democratic style. And then life will rebuild. And as life rebuilds, that that area of operations then will run into the lines of another town that is doing the same thing. And so in between all these towns, building back relationships and roads, you're going to have the Mexican drug cartel that is a solid military advancement, pushing through the south border, harassing everybody with military-grade equipment. Something 95% of you have nothing to combat with. 95% of you have nothing to take down any of their cartel tank dozer trains that they make. It's insane. Welding three plates of steel onto 18-wheelers and then just driving it through areas. They defeat the federales. They defeat the Marines there in Mexico. I mean, and they all have automatic weapons and grenade launchers and mortars and rockets, and they're still defeating them. We have a small superpower that's in Mexico that's not talked about. They have the ability to disrupt our communications. They have the ability to spy on our communications. They have the ability to use weaponized drones, and they have been. Right? They torture people, and if you kill a million men, your name will go down in the world books of history. If you kill 100,000 men, right, they'll make strategies about your military movements. If you kill 100 men, people will abhor you and people will say the worst things about you. But you capture 10 or 12 people and you torture them to death and film it and send it to their family, send it to the media, send it to the military, send it to the law enforcement, send it to the politicians, and you will scare a population to stay in their homes when your convoy drives by. Thus, you don't have to kill 100,000 people. You don't have to have a million-man war. And that is something, a psychological weapon of fear that they have harnessed. I mean, these people are as diabolical and as satanic as it gets. Open human sacrifices out in the open. They are more than willing to kill men, women, and children. Oh, by the way, that's just the Mexicans we're talking about. That's the Mexican cartels. The Chinese are just as bad. Now, they may not be doing blood rituals, but they will, without blinking, kill all your kids. Your wife, your husband, your grandparents. Because supremacy means I live, you don't. Victory means I live, you don't. And for total victory, war has proven this. History has proven me right. For total victory, your enemy cannot have even a memoir. You have to destroy it all. That's the reason why we never defeat anything in Iraq or Afghanistan, because you're fighting an ideology. Once it was proposed, the only way to actually defeat the ideology of the violent Islamic extremist was to go into a town and to kill every male alive. But that's inhumane. That's genocide. That's supposedly not what America does. But our enemies do that. Africa does it. China does it. Russia will do it. Mexico does it. Oh, all the people who are aligning against us. Our duality and morality here of, oh, you know, we'll always play nice and fair while the CIA and other nefarious organizations will go and do torture schemes, black sites, and then they'll do, you know, child sex trafficking. But the rest of us are over here going, no, no, no. After we destroy everything, we'll hang up some curtains. We'll build you some KFCs and some McDonald's in Iraq, and you'll become Western and you'll love it. Well, they rejected it all.
Special sauce.
Yeah, they rejected
special
it all.
Special sauce, yeah, on the Big Mac. Yeah, well, I listened to you process this. I'm in agreement with about 95% of what you said.
And
because we're projecting the future, though, Doug, we're never going to have total accuracy because things happen. But I think this is how it's going to go. These politicians that are now being controlled by China and their cartel money laundering influences, they're putting out Marxist youth from the universities. For example, in Arizona, where I live, all four universities have partnerships with Chinese. And we wonder why when you send your kid off to a four-year school, you get a monster back in return. And I've heard that from parent after parent. So what I would say is this. They're going to keep going because these people are acting with indignance and impunity. Like the expulsion of Liz Harris from the Arizona House of Representatives, her crime was disorderly conduct. What? She didn't even participate in the hearing. She recommended a guest. The committee chair, Wendy Rogers, said, okay, we'll have that guest. Wendy Rogers let this go on for 45 minutes. She didn't prematurely end it. Yet it's Liz that gets kicked out because of allegations against some of the legislature for complicity in money laundering with affidavits offered as evidence, and also for participation in election fraud and receiving election money laundering funds to perpetrate control over these people, lawyers, judges, police, legislators. The infiltration into 26 states, according to the Breger Report, is on the same level as Arizona. And I'm telling you, it's huge in Arizona. And I've been writing about this since the 2020 election. Okay, I'm setting the stage for what I think is going to happen. Election fraud will not set off the Civil War, but these communists are gaining total control of all the positions of power, and they're going to start outlawing guns. They're going to start controlling the food you eat, especially when CBDC comes in. Okay, so what I think is going to happen here, it's going to be a culmination of things all together that are brought against the people, and the people are going to riot. And I do believe this is the scenario that it will follow. And we've talked about this before. The military will first try to stand down the people, but some of the military will desert, being controlled by what they see as illicit means. You can't transfer everybody in your unit away from their home area. And I think that proximity to the problem will lead to the military rising up. Then you got 7 million veterans of fighting age, like yourself, who know how to fight, have the weaponry. That's going to be a problem. And so what Biden or whatever monster is in control, they will call on the Kigali principles and bring in the UN. And the UN will say, we're not going to risk our troops. But you know what? We're happy to recommend China as a peacekeeping force. And as we all know, China has an extermination policy against America should they ever conquer this country. So that's my idea about how this is going to go. I don't think it's going to be a singular incident. It's just going to be where people just say, I'm not going to do this. And then the government, well, we'll force you, or we'll put you in camps, or we'll even kill you. And I think it's, like I said, a combination of things. I do also think you're right about an alternative party, but I have a little different take on that. It's going to be Tulsi Gabbard, Kyrsten Sinema, and Kennedy Jr. Kyrsten Sinema quit the Democrats, and she's going to get defeated in the next election. She's being outspent almost 2-1 by her Democratic primary opponent, Ruben Gallegos, who's the husband of WEF-trained Young Global Leaders Program, Kay Gallegos, the mayor of Phoenix. See, the incest is right there. This is so incestuous with China and the globalists. It's incredible. But, Doug, I think what we're going to see, though, is just such a persecution of the American people, a removal of resources, that when they do stand up, China will be here. And as we know, we talked about with Jeff Nyquist, China has an extermination policy towards the United States, and people won't have a choice but to fight. Why capitulate and surrender to communism when the communism is seeking to wipe you out? And the reason that the WEF wants China to come in here and commit genocide is because we are conditioned to First Amendment, Second Amendment, due process. The government's controlled by the people, and that's not the model. And they can't have a rich nation standing against the New World Order formation, and they can't have a population, even if it's government's controlled, standing up too, because at some point, most Americans won't capitulate, and we're going to have a bloodbath in this country. And then when the bloodbath starts in a civil war, that's when China fully takes over. That's the World War III notion that Jeff Nyquist is talking about. So go ahead. Let's debate.
There really isn't much to debate.
Oh, don't tell me you don't tell me you agree with me.
Oh no. Well, I always go worse. I go biblical. I go biblically worse. Mm-hmm. I was given a dream several years ago. I've only said this maybe 2 or 3 times on the radio, just because sometimes I think I'm insane, but that homosexuality would be legal, and then it would be bestiality, and then it would be pedophilia. And then it would be open child sacrifices. And I'm not talking about the stuff that happens, behind the curtains, in the dark, in the groves. I'm talking about bringing back Moloch, bringing back the old gods. And Rabbi Jonathan Cahn put out a thing, a book, I actually have it, about the return of the old gods, the return of Baal and Moloch, and then there was another one that's like the transgender god or whatever. And I sat back with realization because I've watched the video. It's about an 18-minute video if you go to Rabbi Jonathan Cahn on his YouTube page. I've probably watched it 7 or 8 times now because it's drawing back memories of this dream. And I say, okay, well, what is the next worst thing that could happen in America to see if my little dream would be fulfilled? Well, the homosexuality became the law of the land. The transsexuality thing is just blowing up out of proportion, out of control. I mean, you see some of these guys, and it's one of the reasons why I got off Twitter. For Lord's sake, please get off Twitter and then wash your eyes out with holy water. There was this guy, Dave, had to have been in his 70s. And he had profanity. I don't know exactly what all I can say here. SLUT word tattooed on his neck. And then he had slave bondage equipment on. And he was playing with his chest that he was calling breast. Filmed himself and put it on the internet. When do 70-year-old white dudes that are balding with white hair do this? This has nothing to do with equal love. This has nothing to do with I want to be who I want to be and be with who I want to be with. No, this is degradation. This is outright sinning against the laws of God. This is what we're talking about with the days of Noah. These men are searching for every strange fire there is. They're going after every perversion, every bit of their own sexual lust that they have because they have no control upon their own person. And shockingly, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is not being proclaimed in the streets anymore. Jesus is not even being proclaimed in most churches anymore. As your only way to salvation from the Father is through the Son. Stop sinning. Preachers are afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it, and I'm not a preacher. Even though God put me on this path for whatever reason, I'll say it. Your sins will send you to hell. Your sins will send your children to hell. Hell is real. And if you want hell on this earth, continue voting the way you have done. Continue negating your preparations. Do I need to open up the 50 or 60 history books I have here over World War II? In Italy, after the World War was over, in Italy, they were selling their daughters as young as 10 and 11 years old, the age of my daughters, as prostitutes on the streets for the American GIs to have sex with to feed their families. That happened in Germany, documented, and that happened also in Italy. And after the war in Germany, it's estimated between 2 and 5 million civilians of Germany died because of starvation. Most of you have no idea what war is. You think it's a fun topic. It's just an analogy for the way things are going. Looks like it's going to be civil war. How many of you went to Iraq and Afghanistan? That was a civil war. How fun was that? How great was it to see women blowing themselves up in suicide bomb attacks because of an ideology? That ideology exists here in America. Radical Islam is here in America, but so is radical socialism. And there's plenty of other death cults out there. When things break down, they break down hard. Dave, we haven't even been talking about the lights going off yet. The thing to debate here, I'll give you a point to debate. They won't have a chance to come and get your guns. And I'm telling you, if you look at the way history has shown, when these wars start, you don't have a chance to immediately confiscate. You confiscate before the war. We are in the war. If they confiscate guns now, it's going to be bloodshed from the West Coast to the East Coast. Not only that, but I think if the confiscation starts here in America, it will also start up there in Canada. And for all of our fans who listen to us in Canada, God be with you. I pray for God's mercy for you. You have a wicked government, a wicked man in charge, just like we have here in America, just like they have there in Mexico. We chose this wickedness because we chose not to do anything about it. And everyone stands up and says, well, we should do something about it. Let me tell you what doing something about it means historically. Historically, it means rising up against your government. For God's sakes, today is Lexington and Concord, the shot heard around the world. It means rising up against a tyrannical government, gathering brothers in arms, and fighting for your survival. It's not about freedom.
That's what it's coming down to. It's about survival, it's, not freedom. You're right.
It's survival.
Mm-hmm, I agree. No, I agree. You're absolutely right. This is now about survival. It's not about freedom. I'm hoping we can avoid the bloodshed, but the other side wants the bloodshed. China wants the civil war. The politicians they control want the civil war on behalf of Chinese goals. And I agree with what Jeff Nyquist said on our show. These leaders just aren't bought off for monetary purposes. Many of them embrace the philosophy of communism. It reminds me of Iron Man movie where they uncovered this plot and one guy turns the other, Hail Hydra, which was kind of their secret greeting. That's what we have now with the communists. And Trevor Loudon is all over this. And I'd recommend that all of you go look at his work. He's identified members of Congress who are compromised. He first did it 8 years ago and came up with 80 that were members of the Communist Party or the front groups for the Communist Party. Folks, we are totally lost with what we have. We've lost the judiciary. We've lost the military. We're losing control of our local governments as we speak. The Sinaloas have infiltrated, at least in 26 states, money laundering operations. And don't believe the media when they say there's nothing to the Brager Report. The Brager Report, which did money laundering and linked two Sinaloa women into false signatures on fake mortgage companies to money launder, that was already adjudicated in the Federal District Court of New York. So when they say there's no proof, that's BS. Anyway, we are flat out of time here, Doug. Very quickly, give us 10 seconds of where people can find you.
American Vindictus Show, gsradio.net, between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can also find it on the website and Rumble and YouTube.
Yeah, just real quick here before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make sure you understand the Restrict Act will take us off the air, and that will probably be sometime this summer. So I would suggest that you share these broadcasts of the Common Sense Show as quickly and as often as you possibly can, because the Restrict Act is taking away our voice so they can take away our guns and begin the final crackdown. Thank you for joining us, everybody. And on behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges. You're listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the Common Sense Show Radio Network. We'll see you back here again next time.
stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.